93.9.
KWSS.
That's the voices of La Madness, a band from Minneapolis who we actually got a chance to see last night over at Joe's Grotto. And welcome to Phoenix, Arizona, guys.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yes, introduce yourselves.
Kurt, vocals, guitar.
Aaron, lead drummer.
I like that.
David, lead bassist.
My name's Riggs. I play the guitar.
See, I would say Riggs modest sounds Riggs. Like a bassist.
Well, his beard, like his beard isn't modest at all. It's huge.
Nice, man. You guys have been traveling around a lot, haven't you?
I think we put in 20,000 plus miles and 40 shows unsigned, unmanaged.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's a lot of traveling, dude.
We're not tired at all.
It helps when you have strippers that buy you plane tickets to Europe to play with Papa Roach. That helps a lot.
Wow. Yeah,
that really happened to you?
Yeah,
tell us that story.
Well, the record came out June 29th. It's called Chances Are. You can pick it up on LaManus.com. I used to live in the West Coast in San Diego, and we decided we're gonna do the coast immediately. We want to be national. We want to be a local band. We want to do big it or not do it. And so we put the tour dates out, and the Whiskey was the first place to get back to us. They gave us Saturday night. Cut us a hell of a deal.
Wow.
And so we went out and we did Denver on the way, and we stayed a night in Vegas, and then we did two nights in San Diego. We did 710 House of Blues. We did five nights in Hollywood, ended with a Saturday night at the Whiskey Go Go.
Great, man.
And on the way home, we drove 36 hours straight home.
Wow.
Before we were home, the Whiskey booked us for a show that we just did the other night that we filmed, and we headlined, and we got two encores. It was
nice.
Dope.
That's great, man.
Yeah, congratulations,
guys. It was
guys.
A lot of fun. So, my friend, hometown friend, Chris Boroff in town here, lives in Phoenix, and was like, dude, you got to come play Phoenix. So he put it together, and yeah, so we did that, and we set this whole tour up around this Whiskey show we just did. And a week before we're supposed to go, we'd entered a contest to play with Papa Roach. You know, I'd just seen him at First Ave in Minneapolis, and Jacoby and Papa Roach and Nikki Sixx have a label called 11-7, and Buck Cherry's on it, and Motley Crue and Papa Roach. Anyways, they picked us, and they said, yo, dude, you got 5 days to get Europe. And we're like, oh, my God. Tour sponsor, David's sporting the shirt tonight, King of Diamonds. It's the only full nude, full liquor club in Minnesota, and that's our style. They paid for our flights, and the girls danced with it, and we're shooting our next video for the single Got Me, or actually She's Devil, there when we get home. We have She's the Devil's being played on 93X in Minneapolis. We have Got Me Wrong's being played on K-Rock in Los Angeles. And now Ben Wayne's been picked up, and you guys have free reign to take whatever
Dude,
the hell you want, you know. So,
all right.
But it's been fun, and you know, we're unsigned, unmanaged, and just doing it out of our own rear end, and just putting in the miles now, and it's been great. Everywhere we go, we get taken in, and it's been fantastic. So thank you guys for having us tonight.
Yeah, man, I'll
you
tell you.
You got it. Happy to have you. You've turned my open mic into something very special
That's
last night, so
said.
Thank you so much. I've heard that a couple times tonight.
You guys have
like
good sound,
guys.
And you got a great voice, too, man. I think it blends really well.
Thank you.
Kind of what you call grind indie, right?
Yeah, indie grind blues.
All right, well,
let's jam
Got
the
Me
video
Wrong.
Is on our website.
Perfect,
as well.
Man. Well, let's jam that right now. People get a taste of this. We'll come back. We'll hear a little bit more from you guys and hear what they're more about. We'll peel some more onion layers.
That's going to happen right
All
here.
Right.
It's La Madness
right.
from
on,
Minneapolis.
Phoenix.
I love you guys.
Right here. Been waiting. That's La Madness from Minneapolis hanging out with us here in Arizona. And we got the band with us in studio.
Yes,
this
we do.
Our makeshift studio.
Yeah, and for those of you who missed them last night at Joe's Grotto, there you are. You are welcome, by the way.
Right, and I want to talk about La Madness and the name, where it came from, because it sounds more of a Hispanic sound, and I can't imagine that coming from Minneapolis.
We know all about Her Madness. No, originally it was the concept of the band, how it came about, is just pretty crazy. But in short, it was like La Madness. I was so against what was going on in the rock scene. It was French, like Viva Resistance type stuff.
Right.
But I didn't like the way it looked on print.
Right.
And I was like, well, every song, you know, for the most part, is inspired by or about partying in L.A. or going through times in Los Angeles. So I said, well, let's change the E to an A and give an ode to Los Angeles. But it was going to be an acoustic record. I was a struggling acoustic artist, and so I was in San Diego playing up in Cat Club and in L.A. and random places, and I was always right next to Whiskey. I refused to go in the Whiskey until I played there, which we did on the last tour.
And that was
now
your first
time? Did, yeah, the last time, and then now this time, you know, we had this great show that we just did. But
nice.
I moved back to Minnesota, and Riggs was my neighbor, who I'd met through our buddy Miles, who's, you know, with us on tour as well. And I met Aaron through a former bandmate, and I started cutting some other tracks. And Aaron's like, well, let's get a band together. You know, I'll play drums on it. And it's going to be an acoustic record. And then after like 15 minutes, Aaron's like, screw that, dude. Ride the lightning, brother. That's the exact words. Ride the lightning. Plug in my line six. Yeah,
nice.
Les Paul. So then, you know, it happened really fast. Once that happened, we decided to do that. Then, like, you know, Riggs came on. And we had original bass player Seth, and within 3 days we were cutting a track at Winterland. We printed Purple Rain with our buddy Brian Mangy.
So sounds like things accelerated pretty quickly once you got
it
together.
It was pretty crazy, Brian Mangy.
Well, I'm just gonna say, the music you were writing in L.A., how much is that? Is it the same stuff?
Yeah, it's been modified from acoustic to this. I mean, when we started a band, I mean, I had two records worth of material ready.
Right.
So we did one record. We have a second record ready to go right now. And now, as you know, we've been touring, and you know, we're starting to find out where, you know, what we're good at as a band together. Our vision's the same, but you know, we're finding that out. So now we're collectively writing on new songs. Like, we played one to a song Vodka that we played. That's one of the newer ones that, like, I'd had the riff for a while and kind of knew where I wanted to emotionally go with it. It just took, you know, it just takes fine. You know, having a band's like having five girlfriends. So
you
find
true.
The right five girlfriends. I mean, it's like, we're like we all feel like Hugh Hefner at times here.
That's a good way to put it. I like that.
Yeah. Just not in dresses.
Yeah. None of us.
Unless there's something we don't know. I don't know. Right. It's still early in the night, right?
It was a nice metaphor, but it was funny to see the other guys look at each other like, huh?
Right. Who's the butch?
Oh, no. Yes.
At least they're all handsome.
They are. Yes, this is a nice, handsome batch of guys, ladies.
Say,
I'll tell you that.
I would say David is the least hairy on his face.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, we don't shave, so they have to.
That's hilarious, man.
At least the faces, anyways. We take care of ourselves.
You're manscaped, huh?
Let me ask us, Riggs and Dave, hitting the road. Who's the driver of the bunch?
I would guess I take the morning runs.
Oh, you do.
Which is odd because I'm a bartender by trade and so I'm usually up really late and I don't like to get up early at all.
Right.
But for some reason when I'm on tour, I find myself being the first one up. And
ready to go. Let's get out of here.
Snap my fingers and going, all right, guys, come on now, get out.
This bus is leaving now.
Yeah, kinda.
You're that guy.
Yeah, kinda. And I like to drive during the day, and when it, you know, like
it just drive through the rough terrain.
I like to drive through the mountains. Is my favorite. I will. Yeah.
So Riggs, are the rest of the guys easy to wake up, or do you find yourself having to do horrible things to them to get them out of bed?
Not even. No.
We're usually awake.
No.
We usually don't sleep is what it comes down to, so.
Yeah, doesn't sound like it.
I'm glad the guy that sleeps all the time.
Where are you guys going now? Back home?
We're on our way now to tomorrow morning. We got to leave. I'll probably be driving at 7 in the morning. We're headed up to Denver.
Okay.
So you're definitely driving.
It's a 12-hour, 13-hour drive.
Go. One more show, right? And then you're headed home, huh?
We got one more show in Denver, and then we have one in Kansas City that we're lining up right now.
Nice.
And then we roll into Minneapolis on Saturday, and we play Bunkers Bar and Grill in Minneapolis, and then we get a couple days off, and then we have to reassess.
You guys are road warriors, man.
It's the only way to do it, you know. Like I said, we want to put in the groundwork. It'd be nice to have a label. It really would.
Right.
But we're doing it anyways. I, you know.
Are working your way a little bit, man. I mean, that's great. You got a great sound. And we're going to, you know, play your music more here on our show. I'll submit it to the station as well. And
yep.
So
we're
going to forward
fantastic.
Here,
we really appreciate it. Like I said, everywhere we've stayed too long tour has been like with friends of ours that have been supporters of the band from the get-go. And it's happened really fast for us, which makes it cool. Like actually in Europe, our friend Augustine that we met on the street at 4 in the morning like took us in. And he just broke up with his girlfriend. It was the night we played Papa Roach. So we helped him quite a bit. Like he's doing really well at Saarbrücken, Germany right now.
He's got a full black book.
That
now.
Sounds like a story.
We love you, Augustine. Thank you so much for the Mercedes that we cruised on the Autobahn to.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I've thought about that so many times. The Autobahn.
Oh, I'd love to be on that thing,
wouldn't
man.
Wouldn't it be cool?
I'll tell you, man, we can spend another time with you guys next time you're in town or maybe we're up in that area. I mean, we'll make sure we find each other down the road again.
Absolutely. We really appreciate the support. Like, just it's everything we've been doing is grassroots. And have people like you come in and support us. It means a lot to us.
You
and,
absolutely you know, got
we're,
it.
We really appreciate it as a band. And our fans appreciate it, too, back home. This means a lot to them as well.
Well,
so
keep in touch
you.
With us because we're going to be out in Austin for South by Southwest. I hear you guys are, too. So we're going to touch base again
when we will be
there
as well. All right. So absolutely. Thank you so much, Phoenix. You've been great.
We'll talk again.
Thank you so much.
Peace out, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, man. All right. Well, let's hit the break. We'll come back one more time to get out of here to 93.9.
KWSS.